Hi, this is Ron Carr, and welcome to the podcast series Impact, the Art and Science of Significance. You ever get into the same conversations that you've had with someone you know pretty well for a long period of time and come to the realization and said, hey, I didn't have to be here because that conversation led to the same end result, an end result that you are not too particularly fond of? Let me give you an example. I used to come home from a trip. I'd be out there keynoting at major conferences or consulting, and I'd come home after a week on the road. And when I was married, I'd come home, and my wife at the time would want to do one thing only, and that is repeat to me whatever happened in the past week, minute by minute by minute. Now, when I get home after speaking, I really don't want to talk. I go from an extrovert to an introvert. And initially, it would be all about me, and I look at her and say, but do you really have to do this? I mean, I'm just dead tired. Can't you see that? And of course, that conversation didn't end in a good spot. Well, one time now I'm on a plane, envisioning what's going to happen, knowing that I was even going to be home for dinner this time and what that conversation was going to be like. And I finally said to myself, why don't you walk your own talk, the things that you teach your clients to do? And one of the things that I teach my clients to do is this. If you want to change people's reactions, change your action. If actions cause reactions, you want to change the reaction, change the initial action. So I started envisioning the conversation, knowing that my ex-wife was going to go into wanting to talk about everything during the day that happened. And I made myself just listen to her. So I get home, I sit down at the dinner table, and she starts going into her explanation of what happened the previous week. It felt like I was sitting on my hands, grimacing. And I'd say a couple of times, yes, really? Yes, I understand. Now, you know, I'm kind of making fun of this, but the reality, I was listening, and it did appear like it took 5 minutes for the next thing to happen when, in fact, it only took 30 seconds. What was the thing that happened? She stopped talking and looked at me and said, you must be tired. We can do this some other time. Why did her reaction change? Because I changed my action. Instead of me being all about myself and telling her how she was doing such a bad thing to me, I made myself become available to her. And only when I was available to her was she then able to become available to me and understand that I was tired and that we could do this at a later time. So here's the question. If you want reactions change to the conversations you're having with people on a consistent basis, take responsibility and change your initial actions. You don't need two people to change a conversation or to change a relationship. It only takes one. And as leaders, we have to take the responsibility that it's our job to change the actions. Don't wait for somebody else to do, because A, they may not have the skills that you're listening to, and B, they may not know how to do it, but you do. So become a leader, take control of your life, take control of your destiny, and understand that you can change people's reactions based on the actions that you're giving out in that conversation. You've been listening to Impact, the Art and Science of Significance with Ron Carr. And yes, that's spelled K-A-R-R. For more insightful ideas and information, please go to our website, roncarr.com. And please do let us know about any issues you'd like us to address in future podcasts when it comes to increasing your impact and significance. So go out there and make today a great day.